Brayden, hey, Will Hans here. He's a manager for Star. How funny is that?
It's awesome. I was just telling him, like, he looks fully professional.
Yeah.
Like, almost intimidating. Imagine if you're, like, an amateur kid at 12 years old, and you see Will just, like, serious face.
Yeah, yeah.
It's pretty intimidating.
It's hard, though, with the braces. Like, it's hard to take them seriously.
Well, I almost feel like he's more serious because then he doesn't show his teeth.
Oh.
So he's, like, full serious. Like, you don't know what he's thinking.
How's your first week on the job?
It was good. Just, I don't know, learning and seeing where I fit in.
You ever feel like you're getting back out there, maybe showing the guys what's up?
Yeah, until I saw the whoops in the main tonight, and I saw Justin Brayden go through him, and I'm like, nah. I'm like, I'm out.
All right, stop hogging the mic, okay? All right, Brayden, back to your race. We talked before the night show. Mm-hmm. This is a good track for you, good place for you, close to home, good dirt. You've done really well. Main event didn't go so great, though.
No, not really. I was just talking with the team. Like, my starts all night, I basically got three bad starts, so I never really got to show how much speed I had. I felt like I had pretty good speed all day, but just never really had track position. So, yeah, to end up 10th, it's okay, but I felt like I could have had a good night with 6th or 7th or something like that with a little bit of track position. But overall, back inside the top 10, we needed that. And, you know, a good day for, you know, in qualifying and stuff like that. I had some speed. I was in the right kind of group of guys that I need to be in, and just didn't have track position. So it's like opposite of what I've been. I've been getting good starts and not riding great, and today was kind of opposite. So
I'm going to ask somebody who's maybe watched some Dartfish on this, but let me ask your opinion on the rhythm lane after the first turn. So Dunge and all of Alden guys, except for Adino, who's not an Alden guy, but he's on the same team.
Mm-hmm.
They were going to on, skip, off. Most guys, three, all the way over to the big dudes, all the way over the thing, bounce off. And other guys were going two, over the table, over again.
Yeah.
What was best?
I think what best was three, four onto the table, or three onto the next table,
yeah,
off. But
I think it's a four. Let's call it a four. That's what we do.
Cool. Yeah. Let's call it a four.
Right.
I think that was fastest, but I think, guys, it might only have been a tenth or two. I talked to Shorty and Seeley and them at the Honda truck, and after the first practice, I didn't do the four. I was just doing three onto the first table, onto the second table, and off. And Shorty came up. He's like, hey, you need to do two or three onto the table.
Yeah.
So I did that, and I just was like, man, it doesn't feel that fast. And on the Dartfish, it was fast. It was the fastest other than going four. And I was like, screw it, I just need to pull the trigger and go four. So I started doing four, and that's, like,
yeah,
more my style. I feel more comfortable doing that. But in the main, about halfway through, I came up really short, and so I stopped doing it about halfway through. I'm not sure what the other guys were doing, but
yeah,
then I just started doing three over, kind of the generic way. But it was pretty fast on the Dartfish to do two, three on.
Yeah, okay, so maybe that was kind of what they were looking at, huh?
Yeah, and I think they were thinking main event, big picture. You know, if it's only a tenth or two slower,
yeah,
and you can do it every lap perfect without even thinking about it, if you mess up the four like I did the one time,
yeah,
it almost, like, evens out.
Yeah.
So you might as well do the safe bet.
And I imagine when you go three in, the rut's coming out. Like, you avoid those if you just go two in.
Yep, exactly. Yeah. And then you can hug it a little bit tighter. So it made a lot of sense. But like I said, when I pulled the trigger on the four, I was like, all right, that's kind of more my style. And that's what I did pretty much most of main.
Coming up on your teammate, Freeze, I know you guys have battled this year. Not everything's rosy on that. Do you bite your tongue and go, all right, here we go? Not tongue, that's maybe a stupid thing to say, but are you like, oh, I gotta get around this guy, and but yet I can't totally clean? Well, maybe you can, but he's your teammate, so how's that go?
Yeah.
I know you want to avoid talking about this, but yeah, I can't.
I mean, I'll talk about it. It's no big deal. I would rather not take him out. Obviously, we're in the same truck.
Right.
And I don't want any beef at all. There has been, you know, with Toronto and things like that. But I feel like we've kind of worked through it pretty good. And you know, I just try and pass him clean. And I hope that he doesn't come back in on me. And he hasn't. Like I said, I feel like we've kind of worked through our differences. So, yeah, got by him tonight. I feel like I was pretty good in the whoops compared to a lot of guys, so that's kind of where I made most of my passes.
Can we talk about what we talked about before the night show?
I don't know. I don't know if we – I don't think so, but I'm not sure, I guess.
Well, because nothing's happening, so why can't we talk about it? Like, nothing's happening.
I don't know. That's.
Oh.
I think it's – yeah, I don't know. I had – I don't know if I should or not.
I think we can, because it's just not going to happen. So what does it matter?
Did you hear from somebody? Did you hear?
I heard officially, yeah.
Okay, then you can probably say something.
Okay, so you were asked by Honda, hey, what about riding outdoors for us on the 94 bike? And you said, no, I'm good. And talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, I just, man, I've had this plan in my mind for a year or so now, and I got this opportunity with Honda to race Supercross for and Smart Top and Motor Concepts, and then to do the Australia thing with Honda Australia and that team there, and I feel like it's a perfect scenario for me. So then to throw in outdoors, trust me, I had to think long and hard about it. Cole is one of my best buddies, his mechanic Rich. I mean, we could have a really, really fun summer. But then I think about, you know, my wife's pregnant, she's due at the end of July, and I just think about the grind, you know, the moto after moto after moto, and
you go right from outdoors to Australia stuff.
Yeah, and then it's a 12-month a year thing that I wanted to get away from, and I feel like my longevity in the sport, it will help that. It'll only help me in Supercross to stick to this plan. And man, it's a great opportunity, but I feel like I'm a little bit beyond that. You know, if it's 5 years ago, absolutely 100%, I'd take that opportunity and run with it. But right now, Supercross is what I want to do. Outdoors will be fun because I really enjoy all the guys there. I mean, Gothic J was my mechanic when I was there. Dan, you know, Bentley is a great guy, and respect him so much. So a lot of it makes sense, but then the reality is I'm out there 30+2. You're out there 3 days a week in the sun and moto after moto after moto, and you're kind of grinding.
Exactly raking in the cash for you there, you know.
Yeah, and that's another thing, you know, it has to all make sense. But honestly, a big factor is this, the stress that goes into my wife being pregnant. My daughter Parker now is 2.5, almost 3, and she was born in June of 2014, and it was really stressful. Yeah. You know, that time of year when I'm not sure if I'm gonna be home, and so I think it was best for me not to do it, and stick to my plan.
Cool. Thanks, man.
Thank you.